Well, if you were listening to the programme on Friday, you might remember I was telling you that I'd been bitten by a dog whilst going to vote on Thursday evening. My GP gave me a course of antibiotics to take, but maybe in the long run, I'd have been better off if he hadn't. I'm not saying that because I'm quite content. Because there are real concerns that over-prescribing means they are becoming less effective. The situation is described as a time bomb by health experts. Now, incredibly, more people were killed by infections than by cancer in 2010. Now, the local company Phycotherapeutics develops new antibiotics, but is warning a different approach is needed so they don't stop working. Joining us from the company is Dr. Heather Fairheader. Heather, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, first of all, tell us what an antibiotic is. We take them, we know the name, but what is an antibiotic?
Well, an antibiotic is a drug that can kill bacteria. It can either actually burst the bacteria inside your body so they die, or it can actually just stop them from growing, which allows your body time to mop them up. But essentially, it's to kill bacteria in the body.
And are there all different sorts? I mean, I looked on the packet of the one I was given the other day and it had a slightly different name to one I'd had previously.
Yes, there are different sorts, and some work better for some types of infections. They will go to different parts of the body. So you might use one for a urinary tract infection and then a different one for a respiratory infection. So it's very much a decision of the doctor and what antibiotics they're using in that particular area.
So, how long have they been with us?
Well, I think since around the Second World War is when they were first started to be used with the penicillins and things. And, you know, over that time, they've been absolutely fantastic. There's been a lot of new antibiotics. Unfortunately, in the last 30 years, there's only been two new types of antibiotic developed. And I think that's really what's causing the problem that we have now, that they're not quick to develop and we're just not getting the new ones out onto the market.
And they can virtually be used for treating anything?
Well, no, they have to be bacterial infections. And I think that's part of the problem, that sometimes when people go to a GP, they don't know whether they have a viral infection or a bacterial infection. Obviously, if you have a bacterial infection, you know, you may get better, but you may well need antibiotics for colds and flu. Obviously, antibiotics don't do anything. But it's a very difficult situation for GPs, I think, when people go there and they're not sure what they've got.
And is the problem due to the fact, and we'll talk about what the problems are in just a moment, but is the problem due to the fact that there are only just a couple of types of them and therefore people get used to them?
Well, no, there are lots and lots of antibiotics around. So, I think at the moment they work pretty well, and certainly in the community they work quite well. In hospitals, I think there's a much bigger problem. There are fewer antibiotics which work against serious infections, and we're now getting bacteria spreading around the globe, really, primarily from Asia, which can be resistant to everything that we have, and that's the problem. Once they get into the community and spread, then obviously we've got a huge problem.
So that's one of the problems. The other is, I believe, that you know, there's a feeling that we take too many of them and thus become immune?
I suppose, you know, if people have bacterial infections, then they definitely do need to have antibiotics. In hospital, there's a lot of pressure on the bacteria to become resistant because you've got people in a close physical environment. You know, they're already sick, so their immune system may be lower. You've got open wounds. You've got a lot of prescribing of antibiotics, and obviously people need them. But where you have antibiotics, then bacteria, you know, will have a tendency to mutate. I mean, they can double in numbers, you know, in a test tube every 20 minutes. So that's evolution, you know, by the minute, really. So you will get antibiotic resistance to any antibiotic eventually. And that's why we need to keep pace with new ones.
Right. And so we were saying on Friday when we started talking about this that, you know, maybe our doctors over prescribe. But the thing is, when you go to your GP, as I did, and he said, I think the best thing for you to do is go on to antibiotics, I'm not going to say, well, no, don't, because I don't want to overtake them. I do as I'm told.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all do, obviously. If the doctor says you need them, then yes, you would take them. And obviously, if people are ill, then they do need to take them. I think the issue is that, you know, we're getting resistance to the antibiotics that we currently have, and there's just very, very few coming through in the pharmaceutical company pipelines.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, it's. I think there's many reasons why that's not happening. Antibiotics, you know, traditionally, I think companies felt that, well, you know, we've solved the problems of bacterial infections. And we've really been caught out by the rate at which resistance has developed. Antibiotics are only taken for short courses and they tend to be very cheap, so there's not a lot of money in it for the pharmaceutical companies, although that is changing now. I think there needs to be a change in the approach to the development of antibiotics to get companies back into that area, and that is happening.
And it was World Antibiotics Day yesterday. It slipped past almost unnoticed, not by us because of the relevance to me on Friday, but I mean, what did you hope to have achieved with World Antibiotics Day? Most people didn't notice. What would you have liked to have happened?
Well, I think this is happening around the globe. So in Europe, there was a World Antibiotics Day yesterday or sometime this week. In the US, this whole week is World Antibiotic Week. There's a lot of petitions. So in the UK, there's a site, antibioticaction.com, which is run by the British Society for Antimicrobial Chemotherapy, and they have an online petition which people can sign. This is to lobby government. If you look at what happened with HIV, which is an infectious disease, you know, when that first became known in the public area that people were dying of this, a lot of money was put into developing drugs for that, and now it's not the death sentence that it was, but it just shows the amount of power that the public have. So that's one thing. And they're also starting a charity. It's really to support early stage companies like ours with funding and those sorts of things so that we can get new drugs out there.
Just finally, we mentioned Phycotherapeutics at the start. Is that what the company is trying to do, is to develop new antibiotics? And are you being very successful?
We are developing new antibiotics. We're targeting these really super resistant bacteria. And yes, we're doing really well. We're getting really good data, but it's always a struggle to raise money because obviously it takes a long time to get drugs to the market. So you're having to fund the company before you've got an income, sometimes for several years, and that can be very hard.
And just, I said finally, but Eric's just called. He thinks we should be able to buy them over the counter like they do on the continent.
Well, they do. And they do in other countries, and particularly in Asia. And that's where all this resistance is coming from. So I think that would be personally a really bad idea.
It's been really good to see you. Thanks for coming in. That was Dr. Heather Fairhead from Phycotherapeutics.